I'm David Brancaccio in New York. U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer is set to meet up the street here today with trade officials from the European Union and Japan. It's the fourth meeting they've held in the past year, an effort to join forces against Chinese trade practices they say are unfair. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Robert Lighthizer is meeting with the EU's Cecilia Malmström and Japan's Hiroshige Seiko. After their last meeting in May, the trio said they'd work to solve problems like unfair government subsidies and intellectual property theft, things China is accused of. Kathy Bosjancic is an economist at the research firm Oxford Economics.
When you have more of a coalition, that's something that then could put much more pressure on China.
But to really pressure China, you need action. Maybe even joint tariffs. Phil Levy of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs says first, the trade ministers have to tackle the elephant in the room, U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs, and
there's the really, really big elephant just outside the room, autos.
The EU and Japan were not permanently exempted from the steel and aluminum tariffs, and they're really worried about possible auto tariffs. Levy says until all that's resolved, the prospects for joint action against China are dim. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.